AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. People that could be in the path of Hurricane Hermine are boarding up. And they're getting ready for whatever comes their way. Tony Frazier in Cedar Key, Florida, is boarding up and heading to higher ground.
We go back from here, go back to off the island for 9 miles in Rosewood, and let's call it a day, and we'll sit around and wait till the party starts, and when the hurricane gets over with, back to work on Friday again.
Hermine is expected to blow ashore late tonight or early this morning along the state's Big Bend, the mostly rural and lightly populated corner where the Florida Peninsula meets the Panhandle. And they're also preparing for Hermine in parts of Georgia and North Carolina. In Wilmington, Ohio, a day after his trip to Mexico, Donald Trump talked about building a wall as well as his immigration reform plan.
We will treat everyone with dignity, respect, and compassion. But our greatest compassion will be for the American citizen.
In Nashua, New Hampshire, Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine says Republicans are stuck on a negative message.
The other side, it's doom and gloom and blame America first, and it's like Gotham City 5 or some video game of some dystopia. And that's kind of the way the other side looks at this country right now. I just don't get it.
Meantime, the State Department will turn over all the detailed planning schedules from Hillary Clinton's time as Secretary of State to the AP by the middle of next month. For the first time in the continental U.S., Zika virus has been found in three groups of mosquitoes. They were trapped in Miami Beach. Dr. Chris Braden is with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This information also helps us. If there are positive traps, we know when, we know where. All right, we can identify where this transmission is occurring. Typically what happens is that transmission occurs in mosquitoes in a limited area.
This is AP Radio News. Georgetown University in Washington says it will give preference in admissions to descendants of slaves that were owned by Jesuit priests in Maryland.
Georgetown President John DeGioia says the Jesuit school confesses that in 1838,
we received funds from the Society of Jesus following the sale of 272 enslaved children, women, and men from Jesuit plantations in southern Maryland.
DeGioia said it's past time to formally apologize and
to accept our responsibilities to the descendants
who now number in the thousands and will henceforth be offered preference in admission to Georgetown. Steve Coleman, Washington.
Former NASA Space Shuttle Commander James Halsell has been indicted in Alabama on 4 felony charges in a crash that killed 2 girls. The counts include reckless murder. Investigators say alcohol and speed were factors in the crash. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.